From Washington, this is VOA News. Ukraine ultimatum meets pro-Russian defiance. Libya's interim prime minister calls it quits. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Pro-Russia demonstrators have defied a government deadline to vacate occupied buildings in exchange for amnesty, as Ukraine's interim president threatened a military crackdown. Dozens of protesters smashed windows of the police headquarters in the eastern Ukrainian city of Kharkiv Monday and scuffled with police there. Russian President Vladimir Putin urged President Obama to discourage the Ukrainian government from using force against the protesters. During a telephone conversation with Mr. Obama Monday, Mr. Putin denied claims of Russian agents' involvement in the protests, calling them speculations based on unreliable information. The demonstrators are demanding a referendum on whether to split with Ukraine and join Russia, similar to last month's vote in Crimea. Syrian troops backed by Hezbollah fighters have recaptured the ancient Christian town of Mallula from anti-government rebels. The capture of Mallula came shortly after that of Al-Sarqa, another town near Syria's border with Lebanon. Syrian troops had focused on retaking these border communities because they lie close to the main road which links Damascus to Homs, a key rebel supply route. An apparent car bombing in a Nigerian bus station killed at least 71 people and injured more than 120 others Monday. President Goodluck Jonathan visited the bus terminal on the outskirts of the capital Abuja several hours after the bomb went off during Monday morning rush hour. He suggested Islamist militant group Boko Haram was behind the blast, but there's been no claim of responsibility. Libya's interim Prime Minister Abdullah Al-Thani, who held the job for less than 3 weeks, is excusing himself from forming a new government. Edward Uranian explains.
Libyan interim Prime Minister Abdullah Al-Thani announced that he is effectively giving up his post, adding an extra level of uncertainty to an already unsettled political situation. Mr. Thani said in a statement on the government's website that he would not head the next cabinet, but would stay on in a caretaker capacity until the new government is in place. He said he made the move to protect the interests of the country and avoid dragging different sides into a conflict in which everyone would lose. Government spokesman Ahmed Al-Amin indicated that Mr. Thani was not stepping down immediately, but an attack on his family had prompted him to seek a successor. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The head of the search for missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 says an Australian ship will deploy an unmanned mini-sub as soon as possible to determine if signals recently detected by sound-locating equipment were from that missing jet. Angus Houston, who heads Australia's Joint Agency Coordination Center, told a news conference in Perth, there had not been a single detection in 6 days, and that it was time to use a small submarine that uses sonar to chart any debris in the search for the plane's flight recorders on the floor of the Indian Ocean. Meanwhile, relatives of the Chinese passengers on board remain in Beijing waiting for answers. Shannon Van Zandt reports from the hotel where many have stayed since learning the plane disappeared.
The international effort into what happened to Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 has found few answers. Australian authorities Monday announced that the aerial search for debris would end within 2 days and that an unmanned submersible called the Bluefin 21 would begin slowly building high-resolution maps of the ocean floor, a process that could take months to complete. More than 200 relatives of those passengers continue to meet daily with Malaysian officials. Steve Wong's mother was on board. He says the experience has unified passengers' relatives.
We're all friends, and we're not only friends, but we are family.
Australian authorities have cautioned that the investigation could take years and that the black box flight data recorders may never be found. Shannon Van Sant for VOA News, Beijing.
Prosecutors say there's enough evidence to warrant hate crimes charges in the shooting spree that killed three people Sunday at a Jewish community center and Jewish retirement complex in the central U.S. state of Kansas. Police have arrested Frazier Glenn Cross, a longtime white supremacist and Ku Klux Klan member in connection with those shootings. The most decorated Olympic athlete of all time, Michael Phelps, is coming out of retirement. USA Swimming announced Phelps, who retired from the sport after taking 6 medals at the 2012 London Olympics, will make his competitive comeback next week in a meet in the western U.S. state of Arizona. There is speculation this could be a step toward possibly swimming at the 2016 Rio Olympics. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. More at voanews.com.